Search my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
Yes, Lord.
Change my heart, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Make it ever true. Change my heart, O
up our hymn books to number 358. 358. Take my life and let it be. Verse, let me just read it to you. It says, take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. You know, the previous three verses, you can do some of that on your own. But I think verse 4 is absolutely impossible without the Holy Spirit. Absolutely impossible. And I hear a lot of people these days saying, well, when you give your life to Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. That's true. The Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you. I've heard the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit referred to as a second work. I don't think it necessarily needs to be called a second work. It's really a part of the work, which is the Holy Spirit living in you and manifesting the life of God in and through your life and through my life. And I had a brother one time send me a teaching refuting asking the Holy Spirit to come even into our services, because in their minds the Holy Spirit's already here and in you. Why do we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come? And the Lord put a thought on my heart very recently in a Bible study. For those who think they don't need more, to use that phrase of the Holy Spirit, if you're not living your life like the disciples did after the day of Pentecost, then don't for a second think you have the Holy Spirit the same way they did. And people in churches today, Christians, have convinced themselves that even though they're not willing to give up their time or their energy, let alone their life for Christ, they think they actually have what the disciples had on the day of Pentecost. You have maybe verse 1. Maybe you have verse 2. Maybe you have verse 3. But if you don't have verse 4, you don't have the Holy Spirit the same way they did. And so our prayer tonight is, Lord, let me not pretend to have something I don't have, but help me to see the state of my Christian walk without the power that you gave the disciples and the power you give your believers and the powers you want to give me even tonight. Let me not be satisfied and settle for something that's less than the complete work of Christ, which includes the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm not going to fake it till I make it. I want the real thing. If you want the real thing tonight, would you stand with me and let's sing that last verse. Hallelujah.
Take my will and supernaturally, God, miracle of the Holy Ghost, Pentecostal fire, oh God, fall on us, fall in this place, Lord. Oh Jesus, oh complete that work in us tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, we need it, Lord, we need it, Jesus. Oh, we want it, God, we want it, God. Oh Lord, to do it, Lord God, for you, Jesus. Oh, with the right heart, oh God, with the right motives, oh God, come, come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. come in your own special way, Lord. Nothing else is going to do it, oh God. It's not a song, oh God. It's not a style. It's not our culture. It's not our traditions. Oh, it's not in our strategies. It's not even in our will. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. We need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come, Lord. Come, come, come. Come, Jesus. Oh, Lord. We want to pray tonight for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know, it's interesting in Scripture, you may wonder, and maybe you haven't thought of it, but the Holy Spirit fell on the 120 in the upper room. Why then didn't the Holy Spirit just fall without the apostles in the next four or five stories that we read in Acts? That doesn't seem to be the way that it happened. It was the apostles who were filled with the Spirit, who prayed with those to be filled with the Spirit, or who preached the gospel under the power of the Spirit, and the Spirit of God fell. Like it did in the story of Cornelius. It's interesting. It doesn't even say there was a declaration of their faith in Jesus yet. That means that as the story of Jesus was being preached, there must have been belief in their heart as the gospel was being preached. They didn't have a chance to even confess it with their mouth yet, but they believed in their heart and the Holy Spirit fell on them. So we want to pray with you tonight. If you are here, and maybe you've been asking the Lord, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. If you want those to pray with you tonight, and I'm going to ask those who've been filled with the Holy Spirit to pray with those who are believing to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If that's you here tonight, would you make your way even right here to this altar? Young people especially, come. We want to lay hands on you. We want to pray for you tonight. We want to ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Come, come. Yes, you as well. Come, come, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come right up close because we want to make room for those that are behind you. Come. If that is you, come. No pressure. We just want you to come if that's been a burden of yours. If you realize you can't do it alone, if you're living what I like to call a frustrated Christian life, that's what you'll live without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a frustrated Christian life, because you're going to continue to do things in your own strength that you never were meant to do in your own strength. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's the blood that cleanses, and it's the Holy Spirit that gives the power to keep you walking in the Spirit, walking in the light as He is in the light. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Jesus. Oh, there's a flood, there's a fountain, there's that precious blood that we can continue to go into for forgiveness of sins, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit that will equip you to live a life worthy of the calling and of the salvation that Jesus has provided. The power of Holy Spirit will sustain you. The power of the Holy Spirit will give you a zeal for Jesus to please Him like you've never had before. A love for Jesus like you've never had before. The reason why the verse says, if you love me, keep my commandments, it's not that you're going to have to strive to keep His commandments to prove your love. It's that you're going to love Him so much, you're going to, by cause and effect, keep His commandments. So what's the goal? To struggle to do the right thing? No. If you're going to struggle to do anything, make it your life's work to love Jesus. To run after Jesus. To put yourself at the heart and the will and the presence of Jesus. And as you fall more and more in love with Jesus, you will supernaturally keep His commandments. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you. Those of you who are leaders, maybe in your churches, pastors, maybe elders, deacons, board members, you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you lead worship at your church, but really those who've experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Maybe there's just a few here tonight, but will you pray with us? Pastor John, of course, come. We want to lay hands on you. We want to pray for you. Oh, Lord, do it again.
Yes, Lord.
Do it again,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Come, Lord.
Do it again. I encourage you, yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not going to do something in you that you're not willing to allow Him to do in you. There's a partnership. You have to be willing. Willing to do whatever it is He's telling you to do. Run, leap, jump, clap, shout. Open your mouth. Say it, what it is he's putting on your heart. Whatever it is. But you have to yield your body, your mind, your mouth, your tongue. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yarabasandro so yabashandaraboso. Holy Spirit, do it again. Do it again, Lord. Oh, to you, Lord, Pentecost was yesterday. To you, Lord, Pentecost was yesterday. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. Oh, Lord, soften the heart, Lord. Melt the heart, oh God. Oh, touch us on every level, Lord, physically, mentally, emotionally. But, Lord, above all things, let your Holy Spirit touch us beautifully tonight. Oh, God, let your Spirit connect with our spirit, Lord. Sometimes we wonder what even is the spiritual part of us. Lord, show, Lord, what the spiritual part of us is right now. Touch him by your Holy Spirit in his spirit, that he would recognize not just what the physical is, not just what the mental is, not just what the emotional is, but Lord, what is the spirit of him? Oh Lord, touch him, touch him, Lord God.
The desire, Lord, for more of you. Lord, you will not disappoint. Lord, you will not disappoint.
Jesus, come, break through, break through, break through tonight, Lord.
Lord Jesus, come, O Lord, in your fullness. Come in the power of God tonight. Lord, send an anointing tonight, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, pierce through
every
other level,
Jesus,
God. Pierce through the natural and the
hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Touch the inner man, oh God. Oh, Holy Spirit, let us receive the gift of the Spirit tonight, oh God. With signs and wonders, oh God. God, gifts that are new and
powering, oh God.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, fill him now. Fill him now, Jesus, come and fill him now. Oh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. For Gary as well tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Lord
Jesus, come.
Jesus,
come.
Jesus, come.
With your power,
Jesus, come.
Your
tonight. Oh, make Jesus so real to us tonight, Holy Spirit.
Lord,
make us lovers of Jesus, worthy lovers of self tonight, Holy Spirit. Lord, make us willing to lay everything down tonight, Lord, no matter what the cost. Because we want Jesus. Holy Spirit, only you can do that, Lord. Only you can do that, Holy Spirit. Take away our fears towards sin tonight. Oh, Holy Spirit, do it. Holy Spirit, do it tonight. Oh, deliver, God. Deliver, Lord, Andrew. Deliver, Andrew. Holy Spirit, come. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and remove what doesn't belong. Displace it by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and where you are, there's freedom. There's liberty in your spirit and in your presence, Lord. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus, everything that has been to oppress you in the name of Jesus, be gone. Be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, no cloud over this brother anymore. No cloud in his emotions, in his mind. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you come. You come, Holy Spirit. You fill this soul. You fill this soul, God. Oh, with the things from the kingdom of God, from heaven above, down there. Heaven, Lord, give them a taste of heaven. Give them a taste of heaven. Let them experience the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. Let them experience the true love and passion of the Holy Ghost. Let there be joy, O God, in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would take away take away things, O God, that have caused me to get into a hole, that have caused me to be getting into a hole, that will allow the enemy to just come in and follow his will to do whatever the enemy wants to do. Lord, right now, Lord, I pray you to fight Andrew, to fight the good fight of faith, that he would not allow the enemy to do what the enemy wants to do, but he would resist the enemy. And Lord, by the power of
power of the Holy Ghost. You will resist the enemy.
Your enemy
will have to flee.
The
enemy will have to flee.
Holy Spirit,
rip up the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Lord,
how he's operating and fighting his battles is not physically, it's not mentally, emotionally, but he's fighting with the gifts of the Holy Spirit in his eyes. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Seal him with your Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. Seal him that he knows he's a son of the Most High God, chosen by Jesus himself, that nothing will snatch him away. Seal him with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray right now, oh God, against a spirit of an apathy, Lord, that it is none of us are Lord. None of us are atomized. Lord, the reason we may not be experiencing your spirit has nothing to do with our adequacies or our inadequacies or our faults or shame. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just pray right now, Lord God, that all those things would be melted away. In the Holy Spirit, right now, you come, and you make your dwelling place in this vessel that has been cleansed, not because of perfect, but because of the blood of the Savior. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are God. You are washed. You are cleansed. Oh, the Spirit doesn't see you the way you see yourself. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and abide in this vessel, we pray, in a sweet way, in a special way, yet a powerful way, oh God, that will come and overcome every confusion that be broken. Every fear and every doubt, oh God, every anxious thought in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let there be a ghost in you and what you do tonight in her life, oh God, because it's not by heart and it's not by power.
Holy Spirit, a gift from you. It's a servant.
We desire you, Lord. We're
Jesus. Dear God, thank you so much, Lord.
Jesus, come here right now. Jesus, come. Jesus, come. Draw close. Oh, come through these rooms, Lord. Even through doors that have been locked, oh God. Jesus, come. Walk through doors. Jesus, walk through locked doors of our hearts. Jesus, walk through locked doors of our hearts right now, Lord. Walk through. Walk through, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As she's stepping out of the camp, starting this new job, God, you bless him, you know, God. You bless him at his workplace. You use him as a vessel to preach your name. You use him as a vessel, you know, to preach, you know, for your glory. And God, I just pray for that, you know, whatever the challenges, you know, the stress, you know, the not understanding that people face in the future, or that any, you know, anything that people face in the future, God, we know that you will be right there, on the, you know, right there with him.
Lord. Take every part, Lord. Oh, take thou my heart, Lord. Cleanse it all, Lord. Take it all, Lord. We give it all, Lord. We surrender it all, Lord. We yield it all, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Lord, our greatest accomplishments, we give it to you, Lord. Our greatest faults, we give it to you, Lord. Everything in between, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, Jesus. It's yours, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we surrender, we surrender, we surrender. Oh, our will, our pride, our passions, we give it to you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of God.
Oh, Lord, you are God. Lord. Oh, bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Fresh manna, Lord, we pray. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need it, Lord. We need it, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, revival's wave, come. Oh, awaken your people. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, oh, God. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
thank you. wolves.